I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, June 2nd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 81 degrees.
Freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top story this half hour. The 2021 Salt Lake Farmers Market is officially kicking off this weekend after a tough year for the market in 2020. Organizers say they are celebrating by making the market bigger than before. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Paul?
Well, Maria, they're going to have 180 food vendors and 60 artists, arts and crafts vendors, I should say, every single week. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says climbing COVID-19 vaccination rates, they're making the market possible.
The dollars you spend on our local economy stay in our local economy, many times fold that which you would buy at a corporate retail store.
Organizers say the pandemic showed how fragile the food supply lines can be, which is why they say buying local is so important. This year's market is going to have extra spacing and hand-washing stations to keep people safe. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A 9-year-old driver and a 4-year-old passenger caused a car crash in West Valley City this morning after taking a car for a joyride. Roxanne Vainuku with the West Valley City Police says the girls were trying to drive to California.
The girls said that they had wanted to go to California to swim in the ocean, so I guess they were intending to start their summer vacation a little early.
Well, police say the girls crashed into a semi near 3200 West and 2100 South. They were wearing seatbelts, though, so no one was hurt. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Investigators in Los Angeles are looking for answers into yesterday's shooting where one firefighter killed another. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
Amazing grace.
At a vigil, hundreds arriving to remember the 44-year-old firefighter identified by family as Tori Carlin, a close friend paying tribute.
When it comes to being a father, when it comes to being a fireman, when it comes to being a mentor, there was nobody that could parallel that.
Many in the small community of Agua Dulce did not know the victims of the firehouse shooting, but held candles in honor of those injured and killed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Clarita, California.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Guatemala and Mexico in her first foreign trip next week. The vice president telling reporters today about what she expects from the conversation.
It's going to be an honest and real conversation. So I'm there to listen as much as I am to share perspective.
The vice president will meet with community leaders and embassy staff in Guatemala as part of her trip. Other national stories we are following this half hour. A failed drug test confirmed today for the horse that won the Kentucky Derby. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
An attorney for trainer Bob Baffert said a second sample from Medina Spirit tested positive for betamethasone, a substance meant to reduce pain and swelling that is banned in elevated doses. Baffert's attorney said there is other testing the trainer hopes will confirm the substance was from a topical ointment used to treat a skin rash and not an injection. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission planned to say nothing until the entire matter is complete. But if the result is confirmed, Medina Spirit would be stripped of his Derby win and his owner would forfeit.
Organizers say the summer games will open in July despite public opposition. ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says the summer games can be held safely if the correct safety procedures are in place.
We've learned a lot about COVID in this past year. We know how to keep mass gatherings safe. We know how to control spread. And of course, now we even have the vaccines.
Olympians are starting to arrive in Japan. Australia's softball team was the first foreign Olympic team to get to the country. They are all vaccinated and will be tested for COVID-19 every day. The team is staying in a city just outside Tokyo. but they won't get to do any exploring. They're limited to their hotel and their training facility. The Olympics are scheduled to start on Friday, July 23rd. A growing number of states are offering incentives for people who get the COVID vaccine. In Delaware, Governor John Carney says everyone who is vaccinated will be eligible for raffle drawings and prizes, including a grand prize of $302,000.
We're encouraging people to come back out, go to their favorite restaurant, go to the place where they really like, give those make it an incentive to get vaccinated. So it's a twofer for us.
Governor Carney says Delaware is nearly at goal to get 70% of its population vaccinated by July 4th. Even as the pandemic starts easing up, the country is starting to experience shortages of everything from lumber to computer chips to chicken wings. BYU economics professor Christian Von Lane says the disruptions in supply chains caused by the pandemic are hitting in many areas of the economy.
You end up getting a combination of supply and demand adjustments that lead to a lot of shortages for a lot of sometimes unexpected products.
Von Lane expects many of those shortages to be resolved by the end of the year. Coming up on Utah's New News, it's not science fiction. Spray on skin is helping burn victims right now. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
It is a crash-free start to the drive. If you're out and about, you've got a good commute on the freeways and main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
A plea from Governor Spencer Cox.
Hoping to make it easier for parents.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Listen close. See if you get it.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion
for news. Are you cool? You want to know how to be cool? I met this guy in Tucson. He says he grew up with a swamp cooler. During August, it was so hot and humid there, he says, that his swamp cooler blew steam. That sounds like the swamp cooler I grew up with. Why hassle with a swamp cooler or an unreliable, inefficient heating and air conditioning system when you can get $3,000 off a new high-efficiency system with our famous 10-year parts and labor warranty? We start with our premium Whipple Service Champion Signature Series equipment, but still the installation day is the most important day for your system. If not done properly, it will fail. You know we'll do it right because if it fails, we have to fix it for free for 10 years. Be cool. With $3,000 off your new system, call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST. Call 801-444-FAST. Stay cool and have a fun summer.
Whipple, they come air condition your home.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and an upfront bonus just for opening an account? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account and a guaranteed 10% growth per year, which you can use for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. This will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. 10% growth isn't going to last long. Call today. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story, a return to normal. The Salt Lake Farmers Market officially kicks off this weekend. They're expecting over 100 food vendors each week with extra space for social distancing. In the latest episode of The Cold Podcast, we get more details about the death of Joyce Yost. In episode 10, Dave Colley reveals what may be the turning point of the investigation. In this episode, we learn the Weber County Attorney's Office finds out about a man named Jared Briggs, who was a worker in a section of the prison designated for those on death row. And that's where he met Joyce's killer, Doug Lovell.
I want to tell you about my case. He says, I really feel like I need to get off my chest. Kept telling Rhonda, I've got to go do something with that body. And he scooped her body up, and they drove down and went to Causey.
Now, you can listen to the rest of Jared Briggs' confessions on the Cold Podcast for free, exclusively on Amazon Music, or you can visit thecoldpodcast.com. It sounds like something from science fiction. Medical specialists in Louisiana are using spray on skin to treat burn victims.
A patient arrives at University Medical Center in New Orleans with deep burns from an industrial accident. Instead of harvesting a large patch of skin from a different part of the body for a skin graft,
we take a small piece of the patient's own skin, we dissolve it,
says UMC Medical Director Dr. Jeffrey Carter.
We pull the stem cells from their own skin, so it's not coming from anyone else, then we spray it back on.
He says the results have been remarkable, quicker recovery, and new skin that's nearly identical to the damaged skin before the burn. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A British newspaper is reporting Buckingham Palace banned ethnic minorities from royal office roles. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
The Guardian reports the Queen's senior staff banned ethnic minority immigrants from serving in clerical positions. Policy, the paper says, which was followed until at least the late 60s. The disclosures come from trawling through official papers at the National Archives. It's unclear when exactly the practice ended, but records show those with ethnic minority backgrounds were being employed at the palace in the 1990s. The disclosure could reignite the recent debate over the British royal family and race. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Time now for a look at your drive. Let's get the very latest from Ricky. Ricky, how's it looking out there today?
Well, overall, Valley Freeway traffic in very good shape. No accidents, no delays. But scanners just called out a new surface street crash. This is in South Salt Lake, 3300 South and 9th West. And again, just a reminder for downtown drivers, 3rd West, it's all jammed up due to construction. It might be a spot you want to avoid due to the delays. Both directions between 1300 and 2100 South. At Friendly Home Services, get a Friendly AC tune-up for $33 or $2,500 off a new AC with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Climbing into the low 90s today with a lot of sunshine, and we're not going to stop there. Mid-90s tomorrow, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, honoring the class of 2021. Stay tuned for a valedictorian speech from Skyview High School. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news. I've got family coming to stay later this week, so I've been scrambling to clean my house, wash the bedding, get my yard ready for a big family barbecue. So as you can imagine, the last thing I have time to do is run to the grocery store. Well, thank goodness my order from Imperfect Foods arrived today before I came to work with everything I need for the week. Imperfect is an online grocer that gathers fresh, imperfect, or excess groceries right from farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass the savings on to me. Imperfect offers a variety of produce and healthy and organic items like the delicious Myokas pepper jack cheese that my son had yesterday on his veggie burger. It's made with oat milk and garbanzo beans. They also have more than 500 staples, those must-have items like milk, bread, and eggs. And they've also found great ways to use upcycled ingredients or byproducts that would normally go to waste. See how you can do your part to reduce food waste and save time and money. Use the code SLC. Use the code SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, attaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
It's news on the half hour. State government is still in debate over the latest bills.
Wait. You've got to hear this. Homie Loans is here. Yes, Homie Loans. And they are on a mission to save you money. Plus, with a fast and easy process, you can get your loan in record time. Refi or buy? Look to Homie Loans for simplified lending and the best mortgage rates around. Get started at homieloans.com.
Homie Loans is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1016597.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Chick-fil-A Utah is hiring full and part-time positions. Chick-fil-A Utah team members have received over $1 million in college scholarships. Apply today at chickfilA.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City Farmers Market back up and running. Organizers say they're celebrating surviving the pandemic by making this year's market bigger. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, two sisters aged 9 and 4 are safe after going for a joyride this morning. Police say the two were trying to drive to California. They crashed into a semi in West Valley City, but without any serious injuries. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meeks.
Emergency crews have responded to a crash with possible injuries, 33rd South at 900 West in South Salt Lake. Valley Freeway traffic looking good, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine, 93. I'm Graham Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
81 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden, at a briefing this hour, says daily COVID cases have dropped to their lowest in more than a year.
The average daily cases are down from 184,000 to 19,000, below 20,000 for the first time since March of 2020.
The president designating June a month of action, he says, to reach his goal of having 70% of Americans with at least one shot by Independence Day. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
This month-long push to get Americans vaccinated includes a nationwide tour led by Vice President Harris, phone and text banking, and a new initiative to engage Black-owned barbershops and beauty salons. The White House says four of the nation's largest child care providers will offer free child care to all parents and caregivers getting vaccinated or recovering from a vaccine from now until July 4th. The food delivery app DoorDash is giving out $2 million in gift cards to community health centers to incentivize vaccinations. Major League Baseball teams will offer on-site vaccinations at games and give free tickets to those who get vaccinated. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Cyber attacks on the rise. The world's biggest meat supplier, JBS, the latest to be hit with a ransomware attack that has links to Russia. The White House says President Biden will raise that issue when he and Russia's leader meet for their first summit in a few weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This will certainly be a topic of discussion, that harboring criminal entities that are intending to do harm, that are doing harm to the critical infrastructure in the United States, is not acceptable. We're not going to stand by that. We will raise that, and we are not going to take options off the table.
Israel's opposition party now just a few hours away from a midnight deadline to form a unity coalition. If that party can agree to form a new administration, it could lead to the ousting of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power for more than a decade. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Honoring the class of 2021.
KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2021 with speeches from graduating seniors. Here is a portion of Skyview High School senior Margaret Draper's valedictorian speech.
What do you do when life gives you lemons? It's a simple question, a long-taught metaphor on the essence of human fluorescence and our adolescence, soon to be lost in evanescence. Our accomplishment, our victory, its own unique personal purgatory, defying every other category. Not a story of bloody battlefield glory, but one on occasion just as gory. My first key to success, learn to love learning. Easy for me to say on this stage, standing before you today, though I insist I haven't always been this way. In the classroom, something sacred is birthing, always patiently waiting for the willing to devour their learning like hungry bobcats pouncing, a primal instinct sounding. And in the walls of room 103, Mrs. Falsa pours her soul into each and every one of us, so through her enthusiasm, we may see that the concept constant spasm of human hearts is not a meaningless chasm. In the room with Mrs. Tuller, absorbing stories of U.S. rulers, pounding drums taught by Carpenter to young minds a gardener, English with Mrs. Bell breaking through the outer shell. The second thing I'll impart to you, it is okay to be a loser. Don't worry about being smoother. That can wait for the future when there's no use for a tutor or tiny school computers. It is okay to feel the awful suck now because it only means you'll be more than a winner one day, but a leader who didn't reach the top of Mount Everest at the age of 16.
Hear speeches every day at 7:15 in the morning and 4:45 in the afternoon right here on KSL News Radio. Honoring the class of 2021 is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A Utah is hiring full and part-time positions. Chick-fil-A team members have received over $1 million in college scholarships. Apply today at chickfil-a.com. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
No problems on I-15 or any of the other valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. We're looking good there. We do have some surface street crashes. One with possible injuries in South Salt Lake, 3300 South and 9th West. Also a new crash in Weber County. A crash, it's Washington Boulevard at 25th Street in Ogden. It's a summer that takes you places with Deseret Book and Lagoon. Get a $10 off Lagoon coupon with every $5 spent at Deseret Book. Biggest discount anywhere. See store for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
High temperatures climbing up there today. 93 the high, mostly sunny. Tomorrow we could get a record 95 and mostly sunny skies and even hotter, believe it or not. Friday, 97, mostly sunny skies. 94 in the sunshine Saturday. We're not going to stop there. We're still above 90 on Sunday, mostly sunny, and near 90 Monday and Tuesday. Sunshine both those days as well. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
83 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. Looks like the Dow is up by about 25 and the NASDAQ down about that much. We'll get an update of your money news coming up at 1225.
If you're like a lot of people, you probably don't have a furnace and air conditioner replacement fund. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and sometimes these things can break down without much warning. Any Hour Services understands that the last thing running through people's mind is, I hope my furnace or air conditioner goes out today. That's why we have many different financing options available, from 0% interest to low monthly payments. It's about convenience and helping you take care of making sure your home is comfortable for your family. We have lots of equipment for less than $50 a month and even some high efficiency equipment. Plus, Any Hour Services has some great deals going on right now. And when you couple those savings with being able to get a new system at a low monthly payment, it really helps to take the sting out of a surprise breakdown. If you're a homeowner in the market for a new furnace or air conditioner and want to know more about financing options, call Any Hour Services and we'll send one of our HVAC supervisors to your home to help you design a system that will efficiently keep your home comfortable the way you would expect it to. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1224. Amazon is changing its drug testing program. ABC's Daria Albinger has the story.
Amazon will no longer test job applicants for marijuana usage. The nation's second largest private employer is making the change as more states legalize cannabis or pass laws which ban employers from testing for it. A New York man sued Amazon in March, saying the company rescinded an offer after he tested positive for marijuana, even though the city had banned such testing last year. The company says it will
will still test workers for other drugs and conduct impairment checks on the job. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Disney Cruise Line will start test sailings at the end of the month. The simulated cruises will be done by Disney employees as volunteer participants. The president of the company says the CDC has approved their application to start test cruises again and with health and safety protocols. Walmart is increasing store hours. Stores will open an hour earlier at 6 in the morning starting on Saturday. Walmart will continue holding weekly senior hours on Tuesday mornings. KSL Drives, we now know how much BMW's electric SUV will cost. The price tag for the iX will exceed $82,000. This will be BMW's first all-electric vehicle. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 25 points, sitting at 34,603. S&P 500 up by a couple of points, and the NASDAQ down by 24. Police in Tennessee are releasing body cam footage from a three-hour chase of a zebra.
Hey, come here.
I know we were practicing for pursuits, but I didn't think a pursuit of a zebra.
Now, the zebra escaped from an exotic animal auction. Police tried to tase the animal at one point, which was unsuccessful. They were eventually able to coax it into a trailer. Zebras are legal to own in Tennessee. Interesting. Stay with us. We'll update your drive. Coming up next, KSL News Time, 1226.
1 year since Salt Lake City was roiled in protest.
Get away from the cop car! Get out! Get out! Get out!
1 year of debate over police reform and Black Lives Matter.
We declined to file criminal charges against either officer.
Officials with Black Lives Matter say Simgill denies justice to the families of the victims of police brutality.
1 year. And are we closer to any answers? Listen for sound, reasoned debate this week on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We have a new accident. This is eastbound I-80 at the SR-201 exit. Technically, this is Magna. But if you are coming from Tooele County towards Salt Lake County, and that's your travel, just be aware that you could see it. They're trying to get it moved out of traffic, and right now I'm not seeing any kind of big backup. So watch for that. We have a crash in Ogden, Washington Boulevard at 25th Street. And then also the cleanup of an accident in South Salt Lake, 33rd South and 9th West. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wanders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the latest on your forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, today we get extra hot weather here and get used to that. 93 the high today with mostly sunny skies and a record 95 in the sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. 83 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. Members of the Salt Lake City School Board Commission will soon be getting a pay raise.
This is one of the reasons that there's people that aren't running for the school board, because they're devalued.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
In a meeting last night, members discussed increasing board payments from $3,000 to $12,000. Some members justified the pay raise by saying their position isn't intended to be a full-time job, although oftentimes it feels like one.
There are times that I feel like I never stop working for the school board.
Board member Christy Sweat adds that she often has to sacrifice time with her family due to school board responsibilities. Some other members were initially reluctant to support an increase, but eventually cited in favor of it, while only one member did actually vote against a pay increase. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. A man charged in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is pleading guilty. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Paul Hodgkins took a selfie in the well of the Senate wearing a T-shirt with the word Trump in white letters. Prosecutors said he took a bus to D.C. from Tampa and carried a Trump 2020 flag as he traipsed through the Capitol. He pleaded guilty to obstructing an official proceeding. Prosecutors agreed to drop several lesser charges. At one point, Hodgkins said he put on rubber gloves and tried to help a wounded protester who declined his aid. In more recent months, Hodgkins told the judge he has enrolled in a behavioral health program sponsored by his employer. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A warning is going out in Northern California, telling people to get ready for a smog-filled summer. ABC's Alex Stone has that story from California.
Already this week, the San Francisco Bay Area had its first spare of the air day of the year. Much of California is experiencing hot weather mixed with lots of vehicle traffic now and super dry conditions. Wildfire smoke is nearly certain this summer in California. Tina Landis is with Bay Area Air Quality Management.
The conditions are, you know, very dry, and we're seeing high temperatures already.
And while an N95 mask can help with wildfire smoke, no mask can fully protect against smog. People here are being told to have air purifiers at home. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
There could be a shakeup in Israeli politics this week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing pushback from members of his own party. ABC's Ian Pannell reports.
He's Israel's longest-serving prime minister, a close ally of the United States, of course, and a nemesis of the Palestinians and many across the Middle East. But if his opponents manage to form a government today, he'll be out of office for the first time in 12 years, although it's still not a done deal.
Netanyahu is also in the middle of a corruption trial. The Division of Wildlife Resources is offering suggestions for if you ever come across a bear. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports advice comes after a handful of bear encounters have made the national news.
If you haven't seen this video of a teen girl rushing to the aid of her dogs in a Los Angeles backyard and pushing a bear off a waist-high brick wall, you need to. It's incredible, but DWR bear specialist Darren DuBois says it's not the safest move.
Yeah, we'd recommend that people don't approach bears.
He says it's hard to know how you'd react in a situation like this, especially with a big animal showing up in your backyard, but he has a few pointers. First, keep your distance.
Shouting, making a lot of noise, bear spray.
And there's a few things you can do to not attract bears to your property in the first place.
Keep your pets and their food away at night. Keep your garbage locked up.
And if you see a bear in your neighborhood, call the DWR. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
With all this talk of Utah's drought, what can you do to save water? KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The average U.S. household taps about 255 gallons of water per day. U.S. Consumer Reports says about 30% of that goes to watering lawns, but other household appliances like your dishwasher or your laundry machine can also use a lot of water. You can conserve by always waiting to start the machines till you've got a full load. Another place you can save is in the bathroom. A short 5-minute shower can use less water than a bath, and if you need to wash the car, you can actually save over 100 gallons by going to a car wash that recycles water instead of doing it yourself at home. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Officials throughout Salt Lake County are reminding people about fire danger during the drought. They have tweeted a map showing all the areas where campfires, fireworks, target shooting are prohibited. It includes large grassy areas and anywhere near the foothills. Coming up on KSL, lessons for us all from Naomi Osaka's withdrawal from the French Open, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Salt Lake PD on the scene of a crash at 2100 South and 1100 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1234.
Started catching Dave and Dujanovic.
The Salt Lake City Police Department. It is in the midst of a massive officer exodus.
Can you imagine increasing cops' pay by 100%? Bold idea.
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
A Cadillac isn't a car. It's an experience. It's not a ride. It's a ride. You don't drive a Cadillac from point A to point B. You drive it from point mundane to point extraordinary. For luxury quality selection and service, visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
Jess's 30-minute bike boot camp? I guess it's that kind of day.
Are you ready for a total body workout, Peloton fam?
I am.
We'll start the class on the bike and then move to the floor. Let's get it.
With Peloton instructors right in your home?
Are you feeling it yet? Let's keep pushing for 5.
You have four. Motivation that's ready when you are.
Clip off that bike and meet me on the mat for lunges.
I got this.
You showed up today, Peloton. Who's feeling sweaty and strong?
Definitely me.
Tap into your motivation at onepeloton.com.
SOTA Weight Loss, S-O-T-A Weight Loss. State of the art, that's what S-O-T-A stands for. And we've been working on this program for a little while now. And when I say a little while, I mean it really hasn't felt like that much time. A month almost. A month, yes. Right now. So, and I've lost 24 pounds in that first month. So I'm a month in. Which is just amazing. It's been amazing. And so that's, you know, obviously 6 pounds a week of fat that I'm, you know what I mean? I was talking about this with you earlier. When we were walking just up the stairs, I thought, imagine carrying 25 pounds of sugar up the stairs. That's what I had a month ago walking up the stairs with me. And it's just life is becoming easier because of the weight. I'm happier because of the results I'm seeing. And also, on top of the fact that I can sleep better, so many things are happening because SOTA Weight Loss has been so good for us so far.
Yeah, and it's not hard. I mean, they provide 90% of the food for you. You get one meal yourself. So it's very structured, and it's very easy to follow. And quite frankly, it works. I mean, it just flat out works, people. I've lost 28 pounds, and it's been incredible. You got to check it out. Go to SOTAweightLoss.com.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, members of Salt Lake City School Board will soon get a pay raise from $3,000 to $12,000. One member voted against that increase. KSL News Time, 1237. Sponsors like Nike are now voicing their support for tennis star Naomi Osaka, who is withdrawing from the French Open for her mental health. Boyd Matheson joins me now live. And Boyd, what are some of the lessons that we can all learn from this?
Well, one, I think it's important that we recognize the heroic nature of just being a little bit vulnerable and saying, you know what, I am struggling and I do need help. And we encourage everybody, I don't care what walk of life you are, how old or young you are, if you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed, wondering if it's worth it to keep pushing, reach out. And the other message is, if you know someone who you know is struggling, reach out, because there's a lot of great resources available. And so I think this is a great opportunity when you have a big, high-profile person like Naomi Osaka, number one ranked tennis player in the world, who's saying, you know what? I'm not in a good place. And it's not just about answering questions from reporters. Mm-hmm. It's much, much more than that.
I think it's incredible just for her to make that admission. I think it is so hard for us to say, hey, I need some help. I mean, even with me, just with little things, you know, hey, will you take the garbage out? I mean, it's hard to ask for help, especially in a really serious situation where you are struggling mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I do think we need to applaud and celebrate the fact that she's done this. And there's been others who have followed suit. Bubba Watson, one of the great golfers in the world, came out and said, you know what, it's really close to me. And he talked about having panic attacks, going to the hospital, thinking he was having a heart attack. And yet he was just under really intense anxiety. And so I do think it allows us that moment, like you said, Maria, to step back and say, okay, do I need some help? Asking for help can be a challenge for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And especially for our young people. We're going to do this coming up at 1:05 today. Our good friend Jenny Howe is going to join us. We have a lot of teenagers in this state and across this country who are stressed out, who are feeling a lot of angst and anxiety. And we're going to really dig in. How do you have that conversation with a teenager to see how they're doing mentally?
You know what I think is really great, though, that, boy, that we've reached this place in society where we can actually admit that we need help.
Yeah.
Because for so long, that was weakness, right?
It was.
You didn't admit weakness.
That's right. Everything was about just buck up and, you know, gut your way through it and you know, don't let on that you're struggling at all. Yeah, you got to put on that happy face. And then, of course, that only compounds the problem. And so we're also going to address that in terms of perfectionism and how we're kind of creating that, or the facade we put up that we have this perfect life as we see it play out on social media, how we compare ourselves to others inappropriately. And often that creates anxiety and stress and depression and so on. And so all of these things are really crucial conversations. And we all have to be willing. I keep coming back to this term, courageous vulnerability. Mm-hmm. We have to be willing to say, you know what? I need some help.
Right. All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Source, is coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Ricky Meese, you did have one spot for us out there that was a problem.
Yeah, we've got a few of them, actually. Oh. Our latest is 2100 South 11.
You started out so well,
I know,
Ricky.
It was so quiet. And I love a quiet drive. It doesn't happen often. Our latest is a crash at 2100 South and 1100 East. Also, that's in addition to the accident with possible injuries in South Salt Lake, 3300 South and 9th West. That's going to be west of the I-15 junction. Then in Magna, I really have had a difficult time seeing this crash, but it is being reported eastbound I-80 at the SR-201 exit in Magna. So keep an eye out for that. And cleanup continues on a crash at Washington Boulevard and 12th Street in Ogden. The good news is, though, Maria, I-15 and most of your other Salt Lake County freeways, we're not seeing any kind of big delays or backups, so you still have a good drive if you're on the freeways. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatment. 11 locations, moraneyecenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. It's going to be a hot one here. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, today we get extra hot weather here, and get used to that. 93 the high today with mostly sunny skies, and a record 95 in the sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And already 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, another warning for companies after a ransomware attack on the largest meat producer in the U.S. We're going to go in depth on that subject coming up next.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.375% 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis.
2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. That's right, 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-pound promise. They customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There's never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous drugs or hormones. We teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier you. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session at SkinnyUtah.com. A $90 value, absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couple special, where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at SkinnyUtah.com. That's SkinnyUtah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
The sun is hanging in the sky, ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And back by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at UtahSymphony.org. KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
members of the Salt Lake City School Board will soon be getting a pay raise. In a meeting last night, they voted to increase board payment from $3,000 to $12,000. I'm KSL News Radio's John Bochak.
Second, the Salt Lake Farmers Market officially kicks off this weekend. They're expecting over 100 food vendors each week with extra space for social distancing. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
New crash, this time in Davis County. It's northbound I-15 as you're approaching Layton Parkway. It has been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. And a crash in Magna, eastbound I-80 at the SR-201 exit, also moved to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're at the low 90s today. Lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden thanking Americans who have already gotten their COVID shots. 52% of adults are fully vaccinated. He also called on Americans who have not yet to do their part, he says, in this wartime effort to beat the pandemic and keep the virus at bay.
I don't want to see the country that is already too divided become divided in a new way between places where people live free from fear of COVID and places where, when the fall arrives, death and severe illnesses return.
The president calling June a month of action for the U.S. to reach its goal of getting 70% of adults with at least one dose by July 4th. It includes federally funded programs and partnerships with private companies and organizations to provide rides and offer incentives to Americans to boost vaccinations. President Biden will meet this hour with Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who helped draft the GOP infrastructure counterproposal. The meeting seen as crucial to whether Democrats and Republicans can strike a bipartisan compromise. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The largest meat producer, JBS, in the U.S., is the latest target of a crippling cyber attack. Now experts are warning other companies to be on the lookout to avoid the same thing. ABC's Will Carr, reports.
Overnight, America's largest meat supplier recovering from a targeted attack.
Meat producer JBS declaring significant progress has been made to get back up and running after a ransomware attack after an alleged Russian-based group forced a shutdown of all nine U.S. beef plants and others in Canada and Australia.
All of the JBS facilities were impacted in some capacity, but JBS now saying the vast majority of our beef, pork, poultry, and prepared food plants will be operational. The company accounts for close to a quarter of all U.S. beef production and roughly a fifth of pork production.
Preliminary reports suggest that it was a hacker group called Revil, or Ransomware Evil. They sell ransomware to customers, essentially, to help those customers breach and raise money from honest companies.
The attack hitting as summer celebrations ramp up, with Father's Day and July 4th just around the corner. So far, experts say the quality and safety of the meat has not been impacted. The attack, the second in recent months on a major U.S. company. Just last month, the Colonial Pipeline targeted by Russian hackers, causing a gas shortage and forcing thousands of American gas stations to close. Now this morning, many worry that the rise in these types of attacks can put other companies at risk.
Ransomware attacks are on the rise. I think a lot of companies are getting the message now that previously they felt they might be beyond the target set of these hacker groups, and they'll now have to think again. They'll have to invest more in better preventive controls, increase their resilience. We can do things to improve our capabilities.
ABC News also reports that the White House has been in touch with the Russian government on this. The Biden administration has said that responsible states do not harbor ransomware criminals. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive at 1249. Here's Rick Kimmies.
Well, the good news is not a lot of freeway delays. In fact, not really any at all. The bad news is we still have a couple of crashes on the freeways. One is in Davis County, northbound by 15. Prior to Layton Parkway, those vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder, and then a crash eastbound I-80 at the SR-201 junction. Even though there's also construction in that area, the vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder. We also have a crash 3300 South and 9th West, also one at 2100 South and 1100 East. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Temperature climbs into the 90s, and get used to that. 93 today, mostly sunny. Tomorrow we reach 95 in the sunshine. That'd be a record. And then 97, super hot on Friday, mostly sunny skies. Little change for the weekend, still the sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's high 94, 92 on Sunday. And more of the same early next week, sunshine and near 90 both Monday and Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already a warm 84 degrees downtown.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
KSL News Time, 12:53. A California teen trying to save her dogs had a close encounter with a black bear. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
She's a 17-year-old girl who was only thinking of one thing. I gotta save my dogs. That's from security video in the Southern California yard of Haley Marinico when her dogs were barking at something walking on a wall. So she shoved it.
Honestly, I did not know it was a bear until right after I pushed it. I didn't register in my head that it was a bear.
Yeah, even worse, it was a mother bear, and she had cubs.
I didn't know I had it in me, to be honest. Like, who does that? Who in their right mind pushes a bear?
But wildlife expert Ron McGill says,
there are a few things more dangerous than a mother bear with cubs. The bear was just protecting her cubs. The bear was just maintaining her position on the wall, swatting at the dogs who were aggressively barking because her instinct is to protect her cubs.
Instead, he says Haley should have gone inside and started making noise to scare the bear off.
I advise people to never, never fight a bear or touch it or get close to one. Just go inside, let it be.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good advice. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Nike is coming out in support of tennis star Naomi Osaka. The apparel company has a sponsorship deal with Osaka. They are applauding the athlete's decision to withdraw from the French Open. MasterCard and other sponsors have also released statements of support. Amazon is changing drug testing for employees. The e-commerce company will continue to test employees for drugs, but will stop testing for marijuana. Amazon says they will still require it, though, in states where it is required to drive. Now, how much would you pay for nothing? Someone paid $18,000 for an invisible sculpture. It was sold inside a glass box. The artist describes it as made of air and spirit. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 13 points, sitting at 34,589. S&P 500 up by just a point. The NASDAQ down by 17. A record number of women are now on the annual Fortune 500 list. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Fortune has released its annual Fortune 500 list of the country's largest companies, and a record-breaking 41 of those companies have female CEOs. The highest-ranking company with a female CEO was number 4 on the list, CVS Health, led by Karen Lynch. And for the first time, two black women are running Fortune 500 companies, Roz Brewer of Walgreens and Thesunda Brown Duckett of TIAA. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.